Welcome, welcome, and welcome to you, you, and especially you. Hi, I'm Randy. I will be your host for my 77th episode of Infotainment. I'm your round mound of podcast sound, pound for pound, the best podcast around. This is the last stop podcast shop on your internet dial. So let's stop, drop, and roll right into the program. Since I am from the great state of Minnesota, I have to give a handout to all the ladies of Minnesota. It seems that you have put Minnesota in the top three states for buying life-size male sex dolls. We're in the top three, along with Texas and Michigan. Now we have a rather attractive female reporter, and the introduction is, "Are men replaceable after all? Meet the male love robots." Well, from the video I saw of this, it's at humanexplorer.com/male-robots-bionic. I don't know, but robot, to me, it's made to believe that there's a lot of electronics involved inside this male sex doll, which they say weigh approximately 108 pounds. And the one this reporter requested kind of looks like the younger brother of, say, Vin Diesel with the six-pack. Moreover, love dolls and plastic women have especially taken the final trend these days. One of the companies that creates realistic love dolls is Real Doll. It is definite that they are starting with the creation of the male love dolls as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can use these male love dolls as long as you want. You just need to be sure their battery is fully charged. Now, on this one, I didn't see her charging a battery or anything, but I know the unit of the doll is interchangeable between flaccid and erect. Using the high-tech tools, the creators of the male love dolls decided to make them as real as your living partner. They are capable of responding to verbal communication. That I did not know. They didn't show that. They didn't show his mouth move at all or say anything. It just looked like a silicone structure, but, you know, this one was pretty bald. Unbelievable but true, the product is also known as an ultimate pleasure experience. But where all this eventually goes, the replacement of the real men will be so drastic that you, in fact, may lose the desire for them. The latest technology has made us introverts, and the question is, do we need another toy to lead us to a total isolation? Speaking of their ability to enhance a conversation, the male love dolls are assumed to become boyfriends to many females in the world. They will even be programmed with their own stories. Women won't need to make an effort into tricking the male love doll to like them. They will have their needs fulfilled as many times as they want. Now, what's kind of unique about this story is that the reporter, at the end of the story, and she gets a tour of her selection for her partner, and she starts grabbing at the male's penis and says it's indistinguishable from the real thing. And at the end, they show her using it. Her eyes are shut. sliding up and down and says, I can't distinguish this from the real thing. And it makes me kind of sad in a way. A lot of this came across my Facebook. That's why I know about it. There are some quirky people out there. If you're going to have to spend some dough, too. One of them that they mentioned was $13,500. I don't know. I would select the Beyonce model, I think. And I'm sure that would be an extreme amount of money. And there is one person that has bought all their feet. And he called one time and wanted a vagina at the top of the ankle and just the foot. So all you got is the foot, ankle, and then on the flat spot, a vagina. So that was kind of unique. I don't know if this person was from Minnesota or not, but it sounds interesting. So let's give Minnesota Women a hand for making this company, making the top of their sales charts, along with Texas and Michigan. Maybe I should put some crowd fair sound effect in there. Since Minnesota is in the top three states for buying adult male sex dolls that are life size, the company does have five Snap-on tool emergency vehicles roaming the state for emergencies in case the tool gets fractured or whatever, or you want a smaller or larger tool, and maybe a little bit thicker, a little bit longer for the black tool. So you want a bigger size that way, or you want a smaller size. Just don't order the red one. It is the driver's thermos. Thank you very much. I'll be here all week.
Wow, okay, Randy, you're making me Randy. I think it's time to move on to another topic.
Heaven forbid, Zira. That might not be good for the old ticker at 105 years old. But we shall move on to this news item. Cops are investigating a hallucinogenic desert toad heist. The local conservation area believes the thieves may have wanted the stolen Sonoran desert toads for their natural psychedelic properties. Ribbit. After sundown on Friday night, a band of thieves allegedly snuck into a conservation area in the Arizona desert with flashlights and grocery bags and started hunting, according to the Spur Cross Ranch Conservation Area. They'd come there to steal Sonoran desert toads, innocent-looking little hoppers that produce one of the most potent natural psychedelics on Earth. Wow, I didn't know they were that potent. According to local ABC affiliate KNXV, police have since launched an investigation into the amphibian bandits who allegedly came away with their romp with a handful of toads. Unfortunately for them, they wound up walking it right into the path of a security camera, which caught them rooting around in the wilderness with a grocery bag believed to be full of the little guys. I wonder if they're a one-and-done type thing or what. But the toads produce a venom that contains 5-MeO-DMT, an extremely potent psychedelic shamans have been harvesting for decades. Ingesting the toad's venom is pretty deadly for dogs and raccoons, but with humans it can reportedly induce a euphoric high, sometimes with visual hallucinations. Local biologist Randy Babb told ABC 15 that thieves might have been looking to lick the toads, which is just one way to get high on the venom. Users have figured out how to extract it from the toads by stroking the glands on their backs, allowing them to dry into a crystal-like form that can be smoked. Officials with the conservation area turned footage of the thieves who, between giggling their asses off and making a weird joke about masturbation, seemed like they were having a pretty good time out there, over to the local sheriff's office. Meanwhile, the toad burglars, are still at large, presumably tripping balls in some backyard, crawling with extreme hallucinogenic amphibians. Oh my God. I heard about this toad licking before, but I didn't know which ones they were called or how it exactly worked, but now I know. I think Zero was out on one of those toad hunts. I think she caught some.
Wow, I'm just so tripping on this toad juice. Licking the toads is so erratic, I can just see all the pretty colors.
Well, Zira, after you get done licking the toads, we can fry up those legs. They taste just like chicken, you know. Here we have another airline flight from hell. Passengers hospitalized after mysterious dirty socks odor stinks up plane. And a hazmat team couldn't figure out why the smell made people sick. Today, in our ongoing coverage of airplane horrors, a Spirit Airlines flight was forced to land in South Carolina on Thursday after a mysterious stench likened by some on board as the odor of dirty socks started giving passengers chest pains and burning throats, NBC4 reports. The 220-person flight was on its way from New York City to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, when an odor developed in the section of the aircraft, Spirit told NBC4. By odor, apparently the airline meant the overwhelming stench of someone's nasty feet. The anus smell was reportedly so disgusting that passengers started falling ill mid-flight, and some worried that the awful fumes might be a result of a potentially hazardous chemical leak, one passenger aboard the flight later said, according to NBC4. After making an emergency detour to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, between 7 and 10 passengers were raced to a nearby hospital. Local officials said the remaining passengers were hurried off the plane and held on the tarmac while a hazmat team investigated the smell. Ultimately, the emergency response team couldn't figure out the source of the disgusting mystery stench, but they also weren't able to find a trace of hazardous substances aboard the aircraft, so they gave the plane the all clear. The story ostensibly has a happy ending. Spirit sent another flight down to pick up the stranded passengers, and they finally landed in Florida at 4:45 a.m. Friday morning, just about 5 hours later than they originally planned. The handful of people who went to the hospital all seemed to be doing fine, according to ABC 15. But still, the mystery of the deadly stench remains. The incident is vaguely similar to one that occurred in a vape factory in Massachusetts, where nearly 30 employees suddenly fell ill after a supposed gas leak. In that case, workers reported suffering seizures, had difficulty breathing, but a hazmat team wasn't able to identify the source. So what's with all the mysterious odors making people sick? If the hazmat team's thorough sweep didn't turn up any toxic chemicals in this instance, then the reported dirty sock smell can really only be one thing. Someone actually had rancid socks. It would be far from the first time somebody's body odor grounded an entire aircraft. How about we all try to remember to bathe before sealing ourselves inside a metal tube and hurtling through the skies from now on, okay? Air travel is bad enough as it is. Yeah, that's another. But they didn't go down like the people at that wedding reception I did on my last podcast. So as far as the food poisoning, that was a lot worse. But this was worse in its own way. It's no wonder I don't like to fly. And especially I don't like to fly when I hear about engine parts flying off and breaking windows and almost sucking a woman into the sky. But so we shall move on. I've been thinking about getting out of here for a few weeks. at least a couple, but I don't know. Man, renting a car, now that I don't have a vehicle anymore. Price wasn't bad, but boy, that insurance, they kill you on that. Like, if you want full coverage on insurance for a rental car, it's like 54 some a day. Not good. But we shall move on. I see Zira's almost done licking her toads. So we'll move on to another topic.
So, Randy, what crappy story is up next?
Well, Zira, we have the infamous accused high school pooper. He is suing the cops for $1 million. The internet-famous former school superintendent is fighting back. And we got a mugshot of him here. And he does not look happy, that's for sure. I wouldn't be either. In May, Thomas Tremaglini, the superintendent of the Kenilworth School District, was arrested for pooping on a nearby high school track in New Jersey, where he reportedly been shitting on a daily basis. The 42-year-old was charged with lewdness, littering, and defecating in public. According to the Holmdel Township Police Department Facebook post, before resigning from his job last week, the district has commenced its search for a new superintendent, according to an official statement, and expects to fill the post by October. But the drama isn't over. Tremaglini is suing the Holmdel Township Police Department for $1 million, claiming the cops unlawfully took his photograph and distributed and disseminated the mugshot to third parties, including the media, with the intent to harm him. The tort notice cites loss of income, harm to reputation, emotional distress, and invasion of privacy. As a result of the release of his mugshot, Tremaglini reportedly made $147,500 a year as a superintendent. Why would you jeopardize that kind of salary by shitting in public? I don't get that, but it's unclear when Tremaglini will go on trial, but he is evidently interested in fighting the charges, even though the cops reportedly have a surveillance video. The hallmark of our system of justice is the presumption of innocence unless or until proven guilty at a trial within the framework established by the rules of evidence. Every defendant enjoys that basic liberty defining right. One of Tremaglini's attorneys, Matthew Adams, wrote in a statement last month, "Leaks, half-truths, and outright falsehoods about a good man with an exceptional record of public service are not a substitute for admissible evidence, except shitting on in public daily." I don't... couldn't you find a bathroom? What was the deal there? Any port in a storm? Got IBS or something? But, yeah, jeopardizing that kind of salary. That's a little loony. Well, let's dive into another topic. Since I'm thinking about taking a road trip out west, let's list some of the worst or wildest driving experiences that people have encountered. And people told us about their wildest road trips. This one person drove 10 miles with the car on fire. Maybe you should stop the car and get out. But they did not. As the Griswolds would tell you, road trips are a rite of passage. Piling into a vehicle and heading towards a predetermined destination is a fantastic way to bond with loved ones. They're also a great way to shake up your routine and experience different parts of the country you'd otherwise never see. In a perfect world, you spend your long days on the open road, taking in the scenery and meeting interesting people at various pit stops. Of course, you'd stop at a roadside attractions too, taking goofy pictures with the world's largest hairball, which I've heard is in Minnesota, or at least splurge on a handful of fireworks. Not every road trip is perfect. Not by a long shot. Incompatible companions, harsh terrain, flat tires, and lost credit cards can derail your dream road trip in record time. Excuse me while I take a drink here of my Grain Belt Northeast. And if you've ever witnessed scary accidents or had a freaky interactions with random locals, you know things can go sideways easily. We asked friends and coworkers to tell us about their craziest road trips. And in six words, here's what they said. The ones that drove 10 miles with their car on fire. That's from a 27-year-old. 8-hour drive to Coachella. If they forgot their tickets. This person, Mike, got a severe Deliverance vibe in small town Kentucky. Hopefully nobody told him to squeal like a pig. openly gay Tennessee made me nervous. Now that I never knew... That's from Joey, 24. And this person, Mara, was kicked out of live karaoke in Vegas. Roadside guns, ammo, and fireworks, beers, and canoes. That would be an interesting roadside stand. Not enough gas stations in Wyoming. Well, yeah, I could see that one. Food poisoning in Midwestern plains and no bathroom. Ooh. That was from Tara, 25. Bed bugs at the Motor Lodge. It was terrible. When I went to Sioux City, Iowa, we had a terrible motel, but luckily no bed bugs. Convertible sunburnt earlobes. Very, very unpleasant. That was Bill from 28. I can see where that'd be unpleasant, but not the worst thing in the world. Two kids, 2,000 miles, one adult. Three flat tires in 6 hours. Oh my God. Morocco by car, no reverse gear. VW bus. Desert, lots of weeds. Mom brought Vicodin and fried chicken. Oh, man. Drove by a tornado in Kansas. Well, that's a tornado belt in the U.S., mushrooms across New Jersey at 95 miles per hour. Laura, 22. Sounds like a wild child. Drove 5,000 miles in 7 days. That's a lot of driving. Megabus to Reno, tripping the entire time. Josie, 34. One day, 1,500 miles, blasted radio. Well, at least they didn't have any flat tires. Totally lost. No GPS. Not great. Boyfriend would only eat at McDonald's. Hayden Carr peed in bottle. Julie, 30. Where are you going? That's, you have to be in that kind of hurry. I almost fell asleep while driving. That was from Annie, 32 years old. Bandmate brought a kazoo on tour. Oh, I can see where that would be horrifying. Brought walkie-talkies along. Insanely fun. fart app on my son's Kindle. Saw wild bears in the Badlands. No AC in the desert. Fried. Oh, I could see what that'd be miserable. And that's some of the things I might have to look forward to if I do go on this road trip. Not good.
Well, Randy, I think it is time to call Black Alert and end this episode.
Yes, it is, Zira. I think we will end this episode. And you can check out all my social media, my Facebook page, tweet my Twitters at Randy Podcaster. I'm on TuneIn, Stitcher, Podbean, Podomatic, Blueberry, and infotainmentpodcast.com. You can email me at randyms12@gmail.com. You can check out my blog at randyms12.blogspot.com and whatever else on social media. And we're going to end this program with a couple tunes from the Australian hip-hop artist Muggsy, M-U-G-Z-Y. And unfortunately, we had some satellite difficulties and wasn't able to connect for an interview. But I will play a couple tunes for him now. And you can check out his Facebook page at Official Muggsy and listen to some more of his music. And at this time, we will call Black Alert again and say goodbye, folks. Until next time.
Hell, bitch, I'm standing right here. It's just a shame that your vision ain't clear. All you wanna do is act like a slut. I'll tell you what, get fucked. Don't come back next year, disease knocking at my door, begging please.
She be strictly a bitch. They be strictly a bitch. Why be strictly a bitch?
Bitch, what the fuck is up?
Strictly a bitch. She be strictly a bitch. They be strictly a bitch. Why be?
What the fuck's going on?
You try to act like daddy's little girl and act like there's nothing going on. But what happens when the night comes along? Got these random guys trying to get in your thong. It fucks me off when they hit the legal age. You once a nice guy, your friendship fades away into nothing and we never see it coming. Why you front, bitch, don't be stunned something. All they want is the money and the power. If you don't have that, it only goes sour. It leads to depression. In your mind you can't stop the affection, selfishly leading you on, acting like nothing is wrong. What the fuck's going on? You're here and you're there, you say that you care, but really did you think that's fair?
She be strictly a bitch. They be strictly a bitch. Why be strictly a bitch?
Bitch, what the fuck is
strictly a bitch? She be strictly a bitch. They be strictly a bitch. Why be
going on?
Do they think life's a game? Do they take life seriously? Cause every time I see them, they don't take me seriously. You think men treat you all disrespectfully, but we have a high mentality of maturity to secure and keep a good friendship or leave them in tragedy. In their case, when they hit 18, it becomes ugly and nasty. Different crowds, slight routes, pants down, doing things with your mouth. And their only excuse is
we're young.
See them throwing up the YOLO.
Having fun.
Yeah, who cares what you do then later on? For a pregnant, blame the kid.
bitch need a slap, no what?
She be strictly a bitch. They be strictly a bitch. Why be strictly a bitch?
Bitch, what the fuck?
Strictly a bitch. She be strictly a bitch. They be strictly a bitch. Why be strictly a bitch?
What the fuck's going on?
Fucking bitch.
On the hip hop music, just breathing that air for something to use it. It's amazing how these people look at you different, because you're not the same man, it's just so infant. What do you want me to be just like you? Nah, well plus one for me doesn't equal two. Equal two, how is it when this world works? But these people don't pull you in, so all it does is hurt. No respect and no love. There will never be a change when these people will all rise above. It's a democracy, so approximately my rage will burst out, and all you have to do is just stop with me. Increase the peace at least for once, so we can breathe without all. Yeah, yeah, getting teased, cause right now we are all crying in the rain, ripping our hair out, going insane, yeah. Don't understand me.
But if the feeling was right, you might comprehend me.
Comprehend me, yeah, come on. You don't understand me.
But if the feeling was right, you might comprehend me.
Now I'm gonna be talking about myself, a lonely wolf, and you're all the wealth. Pointing the finger is like pulling a trigger, blow my brains out. When you call me wigger, you go figure. F you to the boots, you see the baggy jeans and chains that label me like I'm some kind of funny. See why? Because my skin is white and not black. It's the love for hip hop, not to be labeled as that. It's a disappointment for your enjoyment as a joke. I feel like grabbing my hands around your throat to choke. I know it's scary, but that's the very thing I'm intent to do. If it comes to that, man, there's no stopping me to you. We all go a little mad sometimes, maybe because all the haters know how to push all the bad lines. Why? Because they just don't like who we are. So what? We are fine to become an inner star, yeah. Don't understand me.
But if the feeling was right, you might comprehend me.
Comprehend me, yeah, come on.
You don't understand me.
You don't understand me.
But if the feeling was right, you might comprehend me.
Why is it when these people say respect, or when they turn into two faces walking down the dark hall? It's because they don't have a change of heart. All they love to do is rip people apart. Dissing is the mission, giving their suicidal ignition. A thumbs up for the people to be witnessing. Trust me, I know, I've been through that horror show. Saw the light and thought it was a no-go. But to top it all off, just be yourself underneath. Just look up to the skies and think about the peace. At least because we are that beautiful person. Just to be earning what we are deserving. A little respect, is that too much for the sake of it? And to be awakening from it? No, because we've got something to prove. Coming together as a culture, we have nothing to lose. Yeah.